Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Being absent from school too often, excused or not, can really put a child's academic achievement and future health at risk. And this is according to a new policy statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics. My guest is Dr. Mandy Allison. She's an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Colorado and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Allison, tell us a little bit about what we know about why it's important to regularly attend school and how absences can add up and cause problems for the child down the line.
Of course. So I think, as you mentioned, the first thing we know is that absences as early as kindergarten can affect both academic achievement, and then poor academic achievement actually predicts poor health outcomes in the future. So, for example, children who have poor attendance in kindergarten, we know, tend to have lower reading and math scores in third grade. And that pattern continues. So kids who miss a lot of school in later elementary school and middle school are more likely to have poor test scores, poor grades, and more likely to drop out in high school. And then what we also know is that kids, particularly in high school, who aren't attending school regularly are at higher risk for risky behaviors, so things like substance use. And then finally, we know that youth who drop out of school or don't complete high school are more likely to have poor health outcomes throughout their adulthood and even earlier mortality. And so kindergarten school attendance is critical and predicts kind of all of those future, successes or problems.
What an interesting topic we're discussing, Dr. Allison, as I have a 19 and a 16-year-old. And I remember feeling guilty as a parent when they had to miss for anything, whether it was because they were sick or they had a doctor's appointment or an orthodontic appointment, anything. I always felt guilty. Is there an acceptable level of absenteeism if you do have to pull your kids out? And what should parents be thinking about this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like you said at the beginning, absences add up. And so, of course, there are times when your child is too sick to attend school, or there is a time when your child may have an appointment that's important to take care of their health or well-being, and they need to miss school, or there's something really critical going on in the family, like a death in the family, and the child needs to miss school because of that. So, of course, there are times when an absence is unavoidable and the child shouldn't attend school. And so all we really are recommending is that parents be aware of how those absences are adding up. So one of the things that Attendance Works, which is a national nonprofit, talks about is, and our policy statement talks about, is making sure that your kids aren't missing, on average, more than 2 days of school per month. So chronic absenteeism is defined as a couple of different ways. One way is missing 15 or more days over the course of the school year, and the other is missing 10% of the school year, around 18 days. But the reason we talk about 2 days a month is because as kids go along, that's a way that parents or healthcare providers, for example, can keep an eye on it. So if your child has missed a couple of days in a given month, that's okay. But if it's starting to happen every month or it's starting to be more than a couple of days, that's when parents should start to look at, wait a minute, are there absences that aren't necessary? And, you know, parents need help from the community and in particular healthcare providers. So one of the things we talk about in our policy statement, for example, is encouraging healthcare providers to also be aware of students' absenteeism or their patients' absenteeism and, for example, encourage them to get right back to school after that morning orthodontist appointment or make appointments later in the day once the kids are done with school.
this time of year, it's hard to avoid getting sick, whether it's a common cold or the stomach bug. It's crucial to stay well hydrated. Hydrolyte is a great-tasting clinical hydration product that contains the correct balance of sodium, glucose, and water to rapidly replace fluids and electrolytes. Hydrolyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade, and is available as a premixed drink, a powder, or effervescent tablets that you can simply drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Compared to sports drinks, Hydrolyte delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydrolyte solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydrolyte in the digestive aisle at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. Visit Hydrolyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. That's Hydrolyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid.
So doctor's appointments and illnesses are reasons that kids miss, but there's also other reasons. Sometimes a kid wakes up and just says, "Mom, I can't do it today." Or, you know, school avoidance, and then we want to investigate why maybe that child is trying to avoid school, whether they're middle school or a teenager, whatever it is. There are other reasons, Dr. Allison. What should we be as parents looking for as far as those other reasons? And when should we worry if our child is trying to skip school?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a mom of kids, too, and remember them saying things like, "I'm just too tired today." And, you know, I have a teenager, and I think she really is probably really tired on some of those days. But I still encourage her to get up and go to school unless she's truly too acutely ill to attend or at risk of spreading illness to others. And I think it's a really good opportunity to talk to your child about what's going on at school, why they may not want to attend school, what their experiences at school are like. And if it's becoming a pattern where a child frequently doesn't want to get up and go to school in the morning, a parent can really help out a child by also talking to the school, the teacher, someone else trusted at the school, like a counselor, an administrator, to find out what's going on. And the school is obligated, in fact, to help support that child. So a child may be being bullied at school, for example, and may need additional support from the school so that the child feels safe attending school. Or the child may have a learning disability and feel that he or she, you know, is embarrassed because of that, or other kids think they're stupid, which is an awful feeling. No wonder they don't want to go to school. And that's a place where it's an indication that the school really needs to offer the family more support in terms of helping that child feel safe and comfortable at school.
Dr. Allison, as you're a pediatrician and you are the ones that give us our guidance as to whether or not our children can go to school when they're ill. One of the interesting things I saw in the statement is like lice. When my child had lice,
of course, lice.
I did not send her to school that day with lice all over her head. And I know that this is sort of, it's maybe it's not controversial, but I know that I've heard some pediatricians say, well, they can go to school. But then, you know, you're responsible for that letter that goes out, and nobody wants to be that. So things that are ambiguous like that, what do we do?
Yeah. So to address lice specifically, it is always a hot topic because you're right. No one wants lice. My own child has incredibly thick blonde hair, and she had lice once. And, you know, it was an hours-long process.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and so I get it as a mom. Like, no one wants to deal with that. But at the same time, what I will say, the good news is, you know, that no child has ever become critically ill because of lice. And we know that there really are serious consequences to missing school. So for my own child, for example, I would treat them for lice, and then send them to school. And again, if my child hasn't missed a lot of days of school, so no more than that 2 days per month, that would be okay. But what we see sometimes is kids who miss weeks of school because of lice, and that's really what we're trying to avoid. And I would say that you could use that same analogy for many illnesses. So of course, you know, there are cases where your child shouldn't attend school, but it's being aware of how they're adding up and realizing that missing school really will lead to some serious consequences, both in terms of academics and health down the road.
So I hear you there, but then are we subjecting our child to being the pariah? If we say, well, you know, you had to miss because you had mono or you had strep throat or you, so lice be damned, off to school you go, then they're like this pariah nobody wants to come near because they think they jump. I mean, it just seems to be a hard line to walk. But as far as other reasons for missing school, what do you want parents to know about talking with their children about the importance of school absenteeism and not missing school and the reasons why it's so important?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, again, we want parents transmit their values to their children. And so if parents are talking about it's really important to attend school, both for social reasons, so you can see your friends, you can interact with your peers, and also for the learning opportunities. If parents are talking about that, that's teaching that to their children. And schools can really get kind of a culture of engagement going. And so if you get a community of parents at a school that really believes in school attendance and making it a strong value to attend school, it really passes on to the entire community, and parents contribute to that, both in the school community and then also to their individual children. So again, you know, if a child is truly sick, they absolutely should stay home, but the parents can still give the message, I sure hope that you feel better soon so you can go back to school.
That's the truth. You know, that's really the truth, because sometimes the kids will cough or they'll sneeze and say, oh, can't go to school today. Well, you know, you can. You don't have a fever. And you don't have something really infectious like strep throat, so off you go. You know, that's really what they need to know. So wrap it up for us. Your best advice on this new policy statement and what you want parents, other providers, and children listening, teenagers listening, to know about the importance of attending school regularly and not missing, whether you're in college or middle school or even a little guy.
Yeah, so again, as we've said before, being at school and engaging with school improves academics, and then it improves long-term health and really success overall. So it's critically important, even as early as kindergarten, because you're setting a pattern of attendance and health. And of course, you're going to need to miss school sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that. All we ask both parents and providers and those high schoolers and college students to be aware of is how those absences add up. So every once in a while is absolutely fine, but they can add up if you're not paying attention, and we just want people to pay attention. Again, both parents and healthcare providers.
So important. Thank you so much, Dr. Allison, for joining us today. You're listening to Healthy Children, and all of our guests are provided by the experts from the American Academy of Pediatrics. So if you want to hear this show or other shows like it, you can go to RadioMD.com. Our podcasts are also played on Spotify and iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, all kinds of places, but we want you to listen at RadioMD.com and share this show with other parents you know, because it's really important information so that we understand how these things affect the health of our children. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.